History is being made in one Asian country. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and we're asking if recent changes could spark revival. On a different note, it's the church's responsibility to cross barriers to share the gospel. One of our ministry partners is helping Christians to do just that. And we'll dive into both of these stories, starting with a new day dawning in the land of the rising sun. Japan's current emperor is stepping down at the end of April. His son, the crown prince, will take over this largely symbolic yet culturally vital role. The move basically amounts to a resignation, which doesn't seem like a big deal. Yet as Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa explains,
this is the first time a current emperor has decided and requested that he would actually resign and then crown prince to assume the emperor's position. So this is a brand new thing in our history.
Japan's calendar system revolves around the new era assigned to each new emperor. The new Reiwa era, auspicious harmony, begins May 1st. Asian Access and its partners are praying for the dawn of a new spiritual awakening in Japan, too. Would you join them?
Prime Minister Abe said that each of Japanese person will achieve their aspiration just like the plum flower after a severe winter. We've gone through many disasters, many incidents. We anticipate a brighter future and auspicious harmony really unites our heart toward that.
Next, you know about Open Doors USA, but did you know about Cinnamon International or that Open Doors partners with them? Cinnamon International's chief executive and president, Matt Bird, says the organization is a catalyst for the global church.
We have two main strategies for helping catalyze the church to impact their communities. And one is we find best practice models of church-led, church-based social impact. So it might be a project working with vulnerable children or elderly people or homeless people or refugees or ex-offenders. And if it's a really effective project, we don't want other churches having to create that project for themselves. So basically, we help replicate that model through other churches in that country.
The second strategy involves community and communication.
But the problem is the church communicates its value in story, whereas civic leaders and institutions communicate value in numbers and metrics. So Cinnamon, we've developed a tool for helping the local churches in a district measure their social and economic contribution to the life of that district, actually to communicate the value of what they do in numbers as well as stories.
And this tool is called the Cinnamon Faith Action Audit. To help get your church involved with Cinnamon International, look for the link in the story at missionnews.org. And when it comes to ministry, it's easy for us as Christians to leave the outreach to the pastors and nonprofits. And especially with the deaf community, the sign language barrier can be pretty daunting, enough to turn away would-be witnesses to the gospel. But J.R. Bucklew, president of Deaf Bible Society, says they can't do ministry alone. They and the rest of the deaf community need more Christians to step up, build relationships with deaf people, and be Jesus to them.
The local church is the one in Scripture that's been tasked with scripture engagement, meaning to make disciples, to plant churches, to do this work in their community. Not for me, Deaf Bible Society, a parachurch organization type thing, to come in and bypass the church. But what we're here to do is to say, how can we equip you and give you the tools and resources you need to do better ministry?
Deaf Bible Society's online tool called Deaf Church Where can help you find a local deaf ministry. Just get started at missionnews.org and find your place in the story.
You have the ability to do so many things, to not only bring the hope of the gospel to a deaf person that's never seen it, but to provide a local deaf ministry or deaf congregation with tools, with resources, with prayer support, with ideas, with community support, so that they can do ministry well.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.